Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out. For less than the cost of one cup of coffee, you can support our effort to help kids, adults, and even animals relax. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Make sure you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, you feel connected and loved. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and imagine you are a gentle, flexible willow tree. Imagine your feet are the roots of the willow tree. Feel your roots stretch through the grass and into the loving earth. The warm soil hugs you as your roots reach deeper and deeper. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your roots hug the surrounding soil, and you feel safe and secure in the earth's embrace. Imagine your legs, tummy, and neck are the trunk of the willow tree. Warm energy flows up from the earth into your roots. Feel the loving energy flowing up into your trunk. Warmth, love, and contentment flow up through your ankles. You feel safe and secure as the loving energy flows up through your legs and into your tummy. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Your willow trunk is full of love, and you are healthy and strong. Feel the earth's loving energy flowing into your heart. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love, warm your body. Imagine your arms and head are soft and flexible willow branches. Your arms soften and relax at your sides. Feel them swing softly with the warm breeze, back and forth, back and forth. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. The earth sends its love and energy up through your trunk, and the energy overflows into your branches. Feel the warmth, love, and strength fill you from your head to your toes. Let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath, filling up your belly in and out. As you breathe, you feel more energy flowing through you. The earth empowers you with its love. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you're breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is overflowing with warmth, strength, and love. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. You share your overflowing energy with the world, thankful for the peace and health the earth provides. The earth will share your love with others who need it. Now, let your imaginary willow tree float away from you. The loving energy from the earth continues to flow through your body. Keep your eyes closed as your feet, legs, back, tummy, shoulders, arms, hands, neck, and head soften even more. Completely relaxed. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Whenever you need flexibility and strength, imagine the willow tree and enjoy the love of the earth. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sharing Roots. The animals gathered at the cozy cave, eager to hear about the train and the new lands the dragon had been exploring. The dragon yawned, feeling very tired, and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon could see the curiosity on the animals' faces and decided to tell them about the train. So the dragon took a deep breath in and out. And through the flickering flames showed everyone the train, with people moving on and off. Then the dragon took another dragon breath in and out. And through the flowing fire showed the people getting off and on again in a different place. The place looked very different to the forest animals. Oh, so that's what a train does, Sashi the snake said. It carries people from place to place. But what is that place they're going to? The dragon smiled and took one more deep dragon breath in and out. A book appeared in the fire and opened. with a question mark following. The dragon looked at Odin, the great horned owl, with a smile and a flutter of eyelids. The gentle owl smiled and said, "I would be happy to tell a story." So the owl began, reminding all the animals of the unity in the forest. "Our forest is a wondrous place. You all recognize what we do for each other. Did you know the trees help us out as well? If you pay attention, you can feel them sharing their loving energy with all of us. Today I'm going to tell you the story of a magnificent ancient oak named Opal." Opal had spent many years nurturing the young trees around her, helping them to grow tall, and sharing her wisdom to help them become strong. She was well respected in the forest by all the trees, animals, and even most of the people. One day, some people came into the forest and they saw Opal. Unfortunately, all they really noticed about her was the amount of wood they could get to build things. So those people came back with saws and cut Opal down until only a short stump was left. Other people came into the forest to visit Opal and noticed the change in the forest's energy. Instead of warm and welcoming, it felt cool and sad. As the people approached Opal, they gasped, shocked to see what had become of the beautiful oak. They understood the new feeling in the forest and sadly left. Watching the people leave, the other trees made two decisions. They would take care of Opal for the rest of her days, and they would protect Opal and all of the trees by making it difficult for the people to get into the forest. They figured that making it more difficult for people to get in meant that only the people who respected the forest would want to come in. So gradually, the trees throughout the forest grew branches to cover and disguise the paths that once were. Then the trees stretched their roots through the soil to meet Opal. Now, as each makes food and absorbs nutrients from the soil, they share the nutrients with Opal. So the old oak, though not tall, still proudly shares her wisdom with the forest and anyone who makes their way to her through the twisted branches of the trees guarding the path. It was a beautiful story. The dragon felt tears welling up, thinking of the old oak and the loving care of the other trees in the forest. The other animals were affected too and asked if the story was true. Odin said, "Yes, and if you want to find Opal, you have to look yourself. That is what the trees have requested. Anyone wanting to reach the old oak and feel her generous energy and wisdom must find her themselves." The dragon decided that a visit to the ancient oak was in order and nodded thanks to Odin for the story. Then the dragon yawned. As the dragon yawned, all the animals joined in. So the dragon took a deep breath in and out. And waved goodnight to all the animals. Slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. Thankful for the lovely story, the little dragon was happy to have such wonderful friends. The dragon was very grateful to be a part of such an enchanted forest. The dragon was also grateful to know Opal's story. Somehow, the dragon would help the forest feel happy and warm again. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped, arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of the beautiful oak standing tall in the forest.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.